Hey guys, Michael Tazzoni here. Welcome to day 49 of CryptoLife 365. A couple of things I want to cover today. So unfortunately, I've been kind of slipping recently. So with regards to how I manage and do my life, there are good habits and there are bad habits. There's actually a really good book that I definitely recommend everybody read, which is called Interview with the Devil. I think I mentioned it. It's by the same guy who wrote Think and Grow Rich. That one kind of talks about how habits are formed and how we kind of end up drifting with the habits. And that habits are not necessarily bad. It's just you have to make sure you get your right habits in check and control and like practice them. So with me, I do have some bad habits. I have some good habits. The bad ones I put on my stop doing list, and the good ones I just kind of try to keep doing every single day. Unfortunately, over the last, I guess the way it works with coaching and some other things like going to motivational things and training is you kind of come out of it being ready to do what you need to do, and you kind of start off in a good habit. But if you don't actually get kind of a boost once in a while, it's extremely easy to drift back into your own kind of the crappy habits. For me, on my stop doing list, I had stopped staying up past midnight because that was always a problem, and I want to be able to get up early. Stop eating fast food and stop arguing on Facebook. And I kind of... mostly followed those, but it's kind of been back to an issue. So I have to, I kind of drifted away from that, I guess. So I have to get back into not doing that. because when it's with regards to staying up, the issue for me is that there's a lot to do, and I feel like I really want to finish this and I want to finish that, and I'm always interested and curious and working and learning and blah, blah, blah. But I really need to tell myself, like, I can do this tomorrow. Just relax, get distracted by something else, stop thinking about it. JT Fox, my coach, was the one who taught me about stop doing lists. And his trick is to watch TV or a movie before going to bed. For him, it was just to get his mind off of business. But I'm actually thinking it might be a good way to get myself distracted from whatever I'm doing, in order to not worry about it for the rest of the night. Like, for example, my airplane wiring project, that was a many, many hours type of a deal, and I can easily spend all day and all night just tinkering and playing with it, but I should not. Stop eating and fast food, that was kind of an easy one to avoid, but unfortunately fast food does taste good, and most importantly, a lot of times I'm in a rush where I need to go someplace, like yesterday when I was out driving. I left at about 2 to do a bunch of errands, and I still have not had any breakfast by then, and I had no time to do anything before my class at 3 or 3:30, so basically I had no choice kind of a deal, but, that's just an excuse because I could have gotten up earlier and scheduled something else in there because, there's never a no-choice kind of a situation. There's always choices, and then usually you can do something to at least fix that. But yeah, that's another one I need to get back to. And unfortunately, I'm trying to think of how to say this without sounding arrogant. Well-informed on topics and issues makes it very difficult to read somebody who is wrong on the internet and not explain to them why they are wrong. So I have to make sure that I kind of stop posting and commenting. In fact, when I actually was following this stop doing list to the T, my days were extremely productive morning till night. But recently, it's just been kind of on and off. Like, I have a lot of work piling up, a lot of papers. And, I could come up with lots of excuses for why I have that, but again, all they'll be is just excuses. So, those are my stop doing lists. The one that I use to actually organize myself, my good habits, one of the things that JT has taught me that has worked extremely well for me is I have a notebook with a little pen next to it. And every single day on that notebook, on the right side, I write my transactional things. And on the left side, I write transformational things. So the difference is transactional would be just your tasks, daily to-dos, things that kind of you need to get through life in order to accomplish tasks here and there. Transformational are the big picture things which will help move you forward, help change your business, stuff like that. So transactional, for example, would be mail a box back, the RMA box that I had, withdraw cash, call a power company for one of my properties to change who is supposed to pay for electricity, stuff like that. Transformational would be like come up with 25 headlines for topics to talk about, or start my crypto, like fix up my crypto life coaching business, or develop a business plan for my Summit Capital Bank, stuff like that. Kind of a bigger things. And of course, listen to Wealth Workouts every day or watch Wealth Workouts every day that also JT provides, which are freaking amazing for being able to change your business and life. So kind of things like that. So with those, JT claims that if you are an entrepreneur or self-employed, it takes 30 minutes of doing it daily in order to get a habit going. And if you're an employee, it takes about 90 days. I think those numbers are kind of close, but I would actually probably extend them out a little bit because I've definitely been doing these habits for 30 days, and it is extremely easy to just kind of stop and forget and lose them again. So, yeah, habits, good habits to do are difficult. I mean, we all know, like, you get a gym membership, you start going for a couple of days, and then you just never show up again, or you start doing some other healthy thing, and you just kind of quit on it. So it's the same thing in business. You really need to keep on it, and it's very easy to stop. But at the same time, I guess that means it's also very easy to get back into it. So that's definitely what I have to do again. So the other thing, JT finally made an announcement about his JT Fox, my coach. He has a conference that is going to be in November, and you can go check it out at megasuccess.com. I was at that conference last year. Tickets are $100, but it's like stupidly underpriced for what you get. So the conference is you go to a conference hotel for almost a week. It's about 5 days. And every single day, morning till night, you get to listen to some of the top people in the whole world with regards to business, entertainment, branding, marketing. And we're talking about A-list celebrities. Like last year, we had Mark Wahlberg. There was Mel Gibson. There was A-list business people like Steve Wozniak. He's the co-founder of Apple. There's Hugh Hilton. There's so many people there that it was just like hard to keep track of them. There's Christine Brinkley. And God, it was enormous amount of people, one after the other, and all of them had extremely good information to give. Like, you would think, for instance, Vanilla Ice. Remember the old 1990s Ice Ice Baby song? So he was an entertainer, and he was on the stage, and you think, well, what am I going to learn from an entertainer? Well, Vanilla Ice runs a multi-million dollar real estate empire, and he's a really, really good experienced business guy. I mean, like, excuse me, major business mogul. And you probably didn't even know about that. Same for Gene Simmons was there, the guy from Kiss who can stick his tongue out really, really far. Again, you'd think, oh, Kiss Army, you know, just music, rock band, stuff like that. Well, I mean, you don't really think about it because you're just thinking, oh, this is music that I like and this is a band that I like. But he put in a lot of time and effort into branding and marketing, and he has a couple other businesses too. So he built a worldwide recognized brand, and he talks about exactly how he built it. We just think of it as, hey, this is a guy we know, but this is a guy who actually not only somebody we know, but who knew how to actually make it so that everybody around the world knew him. And besides that, there are also top business people presenting on stage. And the other thing is that these kind of conferences attract all the top successful entrepreneurs and business people in the world as well. So even in the audience, there's a whole lot of really successful millionaires, billionaires, business people, you name it. And all of this is for a $100 ticket, which I'm sure is going to go up pretty soon again. I think last year by the end it was, they're going for considerably more. But yeah, right now it's still $100. So if you want to go see an event where you actually get to see a lot of really good top level celebrities and business people talk right on stage, right in front of you. And then last year we also had a couple of concerts with a couple of rock stars that actually showed up, like right on stage. I mean, it's not free, it's $100, but I mean, $100 for a freaking personal concert. It's a really, really, really good event that I really think anybody who is able to should go to. And again, it's megasuccess.com. It'll be in November, and it'll be not too far from Disneyland, California, in Anaheim, California, I believe. So yeah, please go check it out. And if you can go, please go, because that is just an incredible event for business, for entertainment, for personal growth, for everything, because there's going to be people there you would see and meet that you probably would never have expected that you would be able to see in real life. Anyway, I'm going to wrap up for today because I am catching up on work, so that's good. But yeah, I got to wrap up, catch up on as much as I can, and then pack and drive down to my business partner's place because I'm spending the night, and then tomorrow we're tackling a bunch of issues down there. Unfortunately, it's a two-hour drive, and I am definitely looking forward to moving down there when I'm going to be only, 13 minutes away. Also, definitely looking forward to being able to be close to him so I can actually hire an assistant to come visit us because it's too far for him to drive up here. And then help us tackle these jobs, because a lot of this is just such crappy menial work. Like, we're in the process of closing on a property right now. So, like, I get emails like, hey, we need articles of organization. We need a signed copy of the operating agreement. We need to know who this person is and that person is. And it's just replying to these emails over and over. And it's really simple stuff where it's like, hey, please find this, forward this to that person. Or like, hey, look up online how you can look up whether your corporation is in good standing and email that scan to that person. It's very simple task, but there's just so many of them. And I honestly would rather pay somebody else to do this while I do a lot of the more important higher up stuff. Anyway, that's it for today. Back to work for me. Bye.